Today, answers to the number one question I hear from my customers, my clients, my friends, associates, people I meet at seminars, and people I meet online is, where should you be putting your money? I've got answers for you today on Coach's Corner. Welcome to episode number 50 of Coach's Corner, Empowerment for Entrepreneurs. Today, we're going to be talking about the best bang for your buck. And I got to tell you, we got some good information to share with you today. This episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. Visit us online, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. Adding new courses all the time. We'd love to have you on board. Okay. Let's get the show started. Hey, Robert Imbrielli here. So good to have you on board for another episode of Coach's Corner. I'm excited today to tell you that we are at episode 50. And that's something to celebrate, isn't it? Episode number 50. And I have no plans on stopping anytime soon. Really loving this. I'm having a lot of fun sharing this kind of information with you and being able to do this podcast. I'm trying to get it on a weekly basis, but my schedule can get a little busy sometimes. And if it were up to me, I would push everything else aside and I would do this all day, every day. We may be coming to that. I may be making that turn, that change here before long. But I do want to say thank you. If you are a person who has not yet subscribed to the podcast, I encourage you to do so. If you are looking for answers to some of the probably the most common business questions that I hear on a regular basis, I always welcome you to send me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com, with any questions that you have. That's been my email, by the way, since 1999. So it's been there a long time. And I really love to hear from people who are, in business or trying to make this online thing work, because let's face it, we have too many choices today. Honestly, we have far too many choices to pick from in terms of where should we put our energy, where should we put our effort in order to build our businesses. Now, it was easier back in the day, right? I got started online. I got to tell you, my very first sale online was 1989, but I actually had been online since 1984. Not selling, not marketing. It was way too primitive back then to be able to do any of that. And this is way before the World Wide Web. This was on these bulletin board systems and the early iterations of America Online before America Online even existed. I was online and learning how to do this kind of stuff. And, you know, the term internet marketer didn't exist. There was no such thing. Back then, it was very simple, right? We had one choice when it came to marketing our businesses, and that was direct mail. And I got to tell you, a lot of people are still using direct mail, but it's kind of, you know, dwindling. And it was interesting. My mailman came by this morning and empty-handed. And it's like, that would have been unheard of in the 90s, right? In the 90s, my mailman would come with a bin of mail. I'd have so many marketing pieces in the mail. And today, it's just not that thing, not that way anymore. But back then, certainly, direct mail was the way to go. And it was the, if you were looking for the low-cost solution to marketing, which, you know, included, you know, radio, television, newspapers, magazines, that kind of thing, well, direct mail was it. It was the cheapest way to go. Postcards were like 15 cents each to mail. It was pretty cheap to do that. Bulk mail, you could send a letter, or an actual letter for, you know, 12, 13 cents a letter. It made sense. But, you know, prices have skyrocketed now, so direct mail, not that affordable. In fact, now we look at where we are today, and the truth of the matter is, look at this. I've lost my space already, but it's okay. I'll find it. So at the dawn of the internet, I'm going to go back in time. I'm going to go back to, I'm going to say the middle 1990s. It really wasn't possible to send email broadcasts prior to then. In fact, my very first email newsletter, I tell this story a lot in my seminars, and people are like, wow, I don't believe it. When I sent out my very first email newsletter back in 1995, I had to use software that was literally designed for spamming. Yeah, literally. It was designed for spamming because there wasn't any eye contact or constant contact or AWebers or all those guys. They didn't exist. They didn't come around until almost a decade later. Those things didn't exist. So you wanted to send a lot of email out. Well, you couldn't do it in the email clients that you had on your desktop. You had to find something. So I used software that people were using to send spam email back in 1995. So that was really the dawn of the internet, really, when you start to look at what was the marketing tool of choice back then. Again, the internet was simple. It was younger. So the choice back then was clearly email. That's really all we had. And it worked exceptionally well. I can share some numbers with you that would make your head spin. Back then, you would send an email out and you would have an 85% plus open rate. Unheard of today, right? You're lucky to get 10%, 20%. Man, 20%, you're really smoking. You're doing great. Well, that was before spam filters. So the only reason the email didn't get delivered is because someone's server was down at the time you sent the email, or they closed their account. Otherwise, the email got through. It didn't matter what you wrote in it, didn't matter what you said, it got through. It's no longer that way today. It's a very different game. We've got all these spam filters that came about around 2003, April of 2003, if I remember. The spam filters came up and changed the email game. So email, maybe not the best way to go, but still good enough where it's worthwhile putting the energy. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit as well. So we're what I call right now the middle age internet, and the middle age internet where we are is the marketing tool of choice here by far. Is social media. No surprise there. I think you all can understand that social media is the tool of choice right now, and everyone's using it. I think everyone who's doing anything online is either dabbling in social media or is 100% focused on using nothing but social media in order to promote their businesses. So that's where we are right now. And I want to look a little bit further. Where are we going with this, right? And I really think where we're going, the internet of the future, is going to be direct messaging. And, you're seeing right now, Facebook Messenger tried to get into that marketplace, and it's starting to make a little bit of inroads, but it's got a long way to go before it's ubiquitous. And I think a lot of the privacy things are an issue there. But text messaging, right? So do you email your parents anymore, your friends? No, we're mostly messaging. Either we're going to use something like Facebook Messenger where everyone's on it, or we hope everyone's on it, or we're going to use just regular SMS messaging from our cell phones, right? So I think really that's the future. I think we're going to have a more personalized situation where email, not so much. Back in the 90s, I can remember the first thing every day was get up, check the email, right? Get up, check the email every day, every day, every day. It's not that way anymore. Now, email is like, yeah, if I think about it, it's just not that way. And I think a lot of people are like that. They're just not using email as much as a communication tool. So it's changing. So right now, the energy is definitely social media. That's where we are. Social media is the way to go. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today because I think it's important to get a good feel for what you should be focused on, right? Because that's the big idea, is what you should be focused on. There's so many pieces to this, and there's so many moving parts, and things are changing all the time. So what should you be focused on? Well, that's a great question. It's a question I hear a lot. It's not one thing. I wish I could say, just do this one thing and you're going to be okay. But here's how I like to do it. And I'll share this with you. I think it's a really good piece of advice, if I do say so myself, right? I think it's a good piece of advice. It is focus on one thing. Get good at that one thing. But don't expect that that's going to be everything. So focus on the one thing first. Get good at it. Get it working for you. And then bring on the second thing. And get good at that. So you've got the first thing going, you keep doing it, you put some energy into it, then you bring on a second thing and you put a little bit more energy into it. Now you've got one, you've got two, eventually you'll have three, eventually you have four. And that's how you build a really successful business. It's not one thing anymore. It just can't be because there's so many different channels. In the past, it was do email, 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 build a list, send to your list, and that's all you need to do. Problem is, your clients, my clients, are not checking their email. Or if they're checking it once every few days, once a week. They're not spending a lot of time with email anymore. The open rates are atrocious. There's still enough there to make it work, but it's just not that one thing. But you don't kill it because you know it works. So once a week, send out an email, right? Just keep that going, keep that going, keep that going. And do some social media and do some video and do all the different pieces, right? But you don't do them all at once, especially if you're just getting started. That's the wrong place to go. You really want to get started with something that calls to you, something that you feel confident that you could master or learn. And spend your time there, build up there. And then once you get that going, then I said, just bring on the next thing, bring on the next thing, bring on the next thing as you get better. That's how I've done it. That's how all my clients do it because they listen to me and that's what they've learned. That's the better way to do it is they just go ahead and they do one piece at a time. They get good at it rather than trying to say, well, I've got to learn email. I've got to learn video. I've got to learn social media. I've got to learn. And all of a sudden they're overwhelmed. Guess what happens? Person who's overwhelmed does what? Shuts down. That's it. Game over. They don't play. And they go, well, I can't do this. It's too complicated. Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, but you can eat an elephant, too, if you one bite at a time, right? Just think of it that way. You can walk across the desert one footstep at a time. The first step is all you need to take right now is just pick one thing. So I'm going to give you some ideas today about the one thing that I would spend time on. And we'll start out here with social media because this is like I said, we're sort of the middle age internet right now. And I think right now social media is the place to spend your time. So if you're out there thinking about, you know, what should I do? What should I do? Think social. And the best way to look at it right now, social, by the way, is not at all a mature platform. There's nothing in social media that people could say, I'm a social media expert. Yeah, you were last week. How about next week? You know, when everything changes. We're seeing that right now with Facebook. Facebook is in a horrible place right now. I would hate to be Facebook. They're making huge mistakes on their platform. And if you noticed, and I think a lot of people have, Facebook has become rather boring. First, they blocked all the news media. And they said, well, if you know, we don't want fake news on here, so we blocked all of that content. Okay, you know, I guess they think they know what's real news and what's fake news. I don't think they can do that. I don't think anybody can do that. But they think they can. So they pushed it all aside. They got rid of all the publishers. So the publishers can no longer put their stuff on Facebook and get any kind of distribution. Then they went after the small businesses with business pages. And they said, we're not going to share your posts anymore. So you got a business page? Yeah, sorry. The posts aren't going anywhere. I've seen the drop. Everyone is reporting the same thing. The drop is tremendous. You're posting stuff on your business page. The question is, why? No one's seeing it. Even posting it is not, boosting the post is not helping a whole lot. So Facebook is in this place right now where they're trying to shut out all the business. And the problem with that is, you remember XM Radio? You remember Sirius Radio? They had to merge to stay alive. Why? What happened with them, right? They made the same mistake. They said, we're going to go commercial free. We're going to use the cable. The original cable television model, by the way, was commercial free, right? You pay for it so you don't have to watch the commercials. In other words, you're paying for the ads that, you know, they're making the same money in the advertising or if they charge you a subscription fee. So that was the idea with Sirius Radio and XM Radio. And they, after years of putting these satellites up and putting this complex system in place, they had roughly 2 million subscribers in a country of 350 million people. Not doing pretty well, right? They merged to stay alive. Both of them would have died. If they would have stayed separate, they would have died. They've merged. And of course, now you look and then, well, they've got commercials on there. They've got commercial radio. They've got all of that. So Facebook is going down that path where they're saying, hey, we've got all this commercial stuff on here. We're going to push it all away. The problem is there's a symbiotic relationship between the user, the consumer, the ads. We're kind of used to it. It's part of our societal fabric, and you can't really remove it. If you take the money out of Facebook, in other words, the businesses not putting the content in, not putting the money behind the advertising, you cut all that out. Well, first of all, there goes your revenue model, right? And second of all, without all the promotion, because everyone who's placing ads on Facebook, I'm you know, pushing people to Facebook. Hey, go see my stuff on Facebook. Go see my stuff on Facebook. But now it's not getting distribution anymore. I'm not pushing people to Facebook anymore. Now I'm going to push them to the next greatest thing. So that's why I say with social media right now, it's tremendously in flux. Facebook could very well become the next MySpace. It could be, has been very quickly. By the way, these things, it turns on a dime. I mean, you think Facebook is the 800-pound gorilla and all of a sudden it's the size of a chipmunk. And it can happen. And it looks like that's the direction it's taking unless they make some changes to their thinking right now because it's completely in the wrong direction, from my opinion anyway, about where they're headed. So social media, you know, use it. Absolutely use it because that's where the bulk of the people are. They're on social. Don't get caught into one platform, though, because like I said, you know, earlier this year when Facebook said we're not promoting businesses anymore, so many businesses failed and many that I know of went out of business because they weren't getting the exposure anymore. So again, you know, do social, but just recognize it's not a stable platform. It's not mature. It's very much new, and things are changing on a rapid pace there. So here's my list of where I would put my energy right now, and it's going to surprise some of you. Instagram is at the top of the list, and you might say, why? Because you can get away with more exposure there than you can with all the new rules and blocking that's going on in Facebook. So I have clients right now who are using Instagram and making money with it, real money. I mean, they're putting ads up there. They're putting a little bit of money behind their posts, and things are working for them. Facebook, yeah, you don't ignore it yet, but it's dropping. It used to be number one by far, number one. It is not. LinkedIn is coming up. LinkedIn never used to make the list, but LinkedIn, all of a sudden, Microsoft bought the company, as you know. And there's a lot of energy on LinkedIn, especially from a business perspective. So that one may be worth putting some time in. And Twitter is the old standby. I don't know that Twitter is a great, great, great place to go, but it is certainly worth giving some time and building a list there, because you can get some exposure outside of the people who follow you, by the way, using hashtags and such. So there is a strategy there that can work for you. Now, number two, I said email before. Email is absolutely number two. I would keep that up there. I would still be building an email list. You want to know where to put your energy? Put your energy on building an email list. You say, well, why would I want to build an email list? You know, because email works well enough. That's it. It works well enough. It's still cheap enough. I know we're paying every time we send email. People, email's not free. You got to hire an email service provider. You got to pay them, and you pay, for the account monthly, or you pay per email, or you pay for the number of subscribers, but you're paying for it. So email is not free, but it's cheap enough where it makes sense to keep using it for right now. If response drops anymore, which I believe it will, I think email will be gone probably, within 5 years, it'll be useless and functionless in everything that's going on. I think, like I said, we're going to be an instant messaging is going to be the way to go. But for right now, email works well enough. So, stick with it. So I encourage people, my clients, I tell them build their list. That's number one. Get out there. Give something away for free in exchange for an email address. It makes sense. You should do it, because it's a good thing to do. And it's silly not to put some eggs in that basket, because the truth of the matter is, if Facebook cuts you off, or Instagram cuts you off, or someone changes this, or someone changes that, you still have your email list, right? Those rules are pretty stable. Email's pretty mature as a technology. Actually, it was invented in 1969. It was the first tool of internet, right, was back then, was email back in 1969. It's been around for a long time. So it's fairly mature. It's actually sort of a senior citizen now, if you want to look at it that way. And it will decline. It will have its demise. It will, go on to bigger and better things, I'm sure. But, for right now, it still works well enough. It's worth putting the energy into. Number three, this one may surprise you a little bit, but a lot of people are really seeing the value of YouTube. Now, you say, how can I market on YouTube? Well, you're going to have to do some videos, right? Obviously, YouTube is a video platform. And there's some really interesting things on YouTube. YouTube, obviously, owned by Google. So YouTube is a search platform, just like Google is a search platform. And a lot of the videos that are in YouTube, as you rank them correctly and they get to the top of the list, where do they end up? They end up on Google. And where do you get where do you get traffic from? Well, look at that. You're in YouTube and you're on Google and you're getting traffic from both. So I'm seeing people get a lot of success using YouTube. Right now, it's actually probably the best place to put video. If you're going to put video anywhere, that's where I would go. Facebook has tried. They really have, but I don't know that they really understand that. I think YouTube is sort of the specialist in that area. And here's some interesting thing. I'll give you some numbers here. Viewers are much more engaged in your content when they're watching your stuff on YouTube. Now, you might say, well, wait a minute. If I saw an ad fly by in my Facebook feed, am I really engaged? Or if it's a business page and I click like on there on Facebook, am I really engaged with that content? No, not at all. However, if I stop and I play your video and I watch your video, am I more engaged in clicking the like button? You bet I am. No question that I am. So YouTube traffic is very, very valuable for you because the people are more engaged. They will come to your website. They'll spend a lot more time there. They'll click on affiliate links. They'll go buy things from you. You can promote stuff on there very easily. So YouTube is right now a really good place to put energy. And really, the biggest bang for your buck right now is video. And I got, you know, here's something interesting. People don't recognize this. We think video is all brand new, right? The truth of the matter is, video was the number one thing that was promoted to push the internet. Video, back in the 80s, back in the early 1990s. The promise of this new internet, the World Wide Web, which came out at the end of 1992, by the way. If you're interested in knowing, I was building websites in 93, so I know very, very, very early on what this looked like. But the promise always was that we were going to be able to deliver video. Over these internets, we're going to be able to deliver video where instead of being trapped to, you know, whatever local stations were there and sending their waves through the air and you were catching it with an antenna, or maybe you got cable and you had maybe 50 channels, 100 channels, eventually it went up to 500 channels. But with the internet promised millions of different channels of content, so much content you could never consume it all in a lifetime. Guess what? High-speed internet made that a reality. It wasn't a reality when people were on dial-up, but certainly it's a reality now that you know, we've gotten to the point where pretty much everybody has access to high-speed internet, either on their mobile device or at home or at work. Everyone can watch video. So the biggest bang for your buck is video. Now, one step further, live video is even better. If you can do live video, the reason I'm not streaming this one live today is because Facebook again changed how their algorithms are working, and the Facebook API needed to stream live video is not working today, so I'm not doing this one live, but otherwise I would be doing Facebook Live or YouTube Live or Periscope or Twitter. You can go live on Twitter now. But live video is really going to give you the most bang for the buck if you really want to know where to go. You might say, well, I've got a face for radio. It really doesn't matter, right? In the past, I would have a colored shirt, a tie, a jacket on. I'd be doing this in a more professional setting. I'm in this room that I'm in is actually my control room. The studio is behind the glass over there. And normally I would be in the studio to do, you know, this kind of video, but I don't have to be. In fact, it's better for viewership if you're a little bit more casual with the way you present yourself. So it's just like real time, and this is who I am, this is how I show up. You know, you look at so many women on these live streams, no makeup, hair not done. Would never have thought of that. That would never have crossed my mind that would even be possible just 5 years ago. And now it's all day, every day, right? You see it all the time. So people just want to see us in our normal environments, how we normally are. They don't want to see us come up to the... So you don't have to worry about, oh, I'm not the cutest guy or I'm not the cutest girl. It doesn't really matter. If you've got the content, you've got something to share, that's all that really matters. And if you can do that, and then you're in the right place, you're doing the right thing, and I think what'll end up happening is you'll end up really getting your audience engaged, they'll consume your content, then you can send them to a website like I could send you, and I could say, hey, go to my email, send me an email, robert@ultimatewealth.com, there's my email, it's embedded now in the video, you can't take it out, can't remove it, it's there. Right? So you can put a web address there. You can put whatever you want. The tools are there. To do what I'm doing right here in the past would have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. For now, you can do it for under $100. You know, you can do all this fancy stuff that I'm doing here. Simple little webcam, not an expensive microphone, a couple of little lights. I mean, it's really not that complicated to do live video. So I would say to you that if you want to spend any time doing anything, this is where you want to put your energy. You want to keep it on YouTube. That is not number four. That's a typo. But YouTube is where you want to put the energy. YouTube is really where you want to put the energy. And that's where I am advising my clients to go build their own channels on YouTube. You know, get out there, build a channel, build a following. And there are people who are making a living on YouTube, not from the monetization, not from the ads anymore as much. YouTube has cut way back on that. But just by building their following and then inviting people back to their website or talking about products and services. And you don't have to worry about finding sponsors. Sponsors will find you as your list, your channel gets big enough. They'll find you and they'll actually pay you to promote their products and services on your channel. So I would suggest to you that's absolutely where you want to go, because traffic from YouTube stays on your website longer and they buy. Listen, I bought something from watching a video just the other day. I was watching a video and it sounded really good. Clicked on the guy's affiliate link, bought the program. He made money. I got a great product. Happy with it. So it works. There's no question that it works. And not just from my experience, from so many other people as well. Now, traffic from YouTube is more engaged with your message. Here's the other thing that I find is that they stay on your website longer. If you look at, I look at analytics. I like to look at the analytics of the websites, the clients that I work with and such. When we get traffic from YouTube, the average length of time that they spend on the website is from 2 to 10 times longer than any other social media. Really? Really? Why? Because they're engaged with your video. You got a video out there. Now, you know, I can go into a whole song and dance about how to create videos and what to say and how to say it. I can go through, you know, and teach a whole course on that without a problem. But the truth of the matter is, you really got to be considering this in your marketing mix. You know, is it social media? Is it email? Is it live video? Those are the three big ones. And, you know, I would put a little bit of energy in each one, but just pick one to start with. Some people just start with live video. That's great. As long as you have a place to send them, you know, a website or affiliate links or something, because you can't just do a video and not be able to sell anything online. So you've got to have that other piece built. But video is a great part, a great piece of that. And so it works the same way with email, by the way. You still need to do that. So, you know, final word here for your money. YouTube is your best option today. YouTube is free. So that's kind of nice that they will host your video for you and let you stream it to a million people and never charge you a penny to do that, which I believe is just fascinating that that is even possible. But, you know, there it is. It is possible. It's being done. And I would really highly suggest that you go have a look at that as far as a marketing tool. If you haven't already looked into it, do that. A lot of courses out there too on using YouTube in your business. Okay, I want to take a moment just to thank our sponsor, the marketingnetwork.tv. Become a better, more successful business owner with the help of our world-class instructors. And the marketingnetwork.tv, we have people like Mitch Axelrod, Lisa Rothstein, Sylvie Karaska, and Russ Von Holscher, Adam Urbanski. Some names you might know, some you may not, but these are experts in their field. These are people who have really made an impact in the industry. And they came along to our studios and we had interviews with them, and they brought some really good information. The interviews are a little bit different than a regular interview that you would get for free, because they go a little bit deeper because they know it's paid content rather than just a free interview trying to pitch themselves. We have a no pitch policy here. They don't pitch anything until the very end. And, you know, they've got to bring a lot of content. So this is video training, and video training that you could watch on your desktop computer, on your laptop, on your tablet, on your phone, and even on your living room television. If you've got an Apple TV or a Roku box or an Xbox 360 even, you could watch on any of those devices. So I encourage you to get subscribed. It is $9.95 a month to get unlimited streaming of all the courses that are there. And here's a special offer for you. You can save 25% off that $9.95 if you use offer code COACH at checkout. Go have a look, The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. Okay, we always ask for questions from email. So if you got questions, just drop me a line, robert@ultimatewealth.com. And now it's time for our viewer mail. Okay, here's our viewer mail from this week. We got Warren in Rochester, New York. Could you do a podcast on getting started with video for a newbie? You seem to know a lot about it, but I don't even know where to begin. Thanks. Hey, that is a great idea. Something I will definitely consider for the future. It is such a big topic today. I think everyone is recognizing that, you know, from FaceTime and Skype, and we've got all these tools where we pick up the phone and we talk to somebody and we're seeing them. And I think, you know, no small message there that now the marketing has gone in that direction as well, where you and I are marketing to each other. We're selling to each other. And what we're doing is we're doing it via video, where people want to see you. So, you know, gone are the days where you can literally hide behind your email, as I love to say. and you know, you're just a nameless, faceless person sending out promotional materials, people want to know who you are. They want to know what you're about, and they want to get to know you better. So that's a good idea, Warren. I think I will do that. I think I will create a course, or at least a podcast episode, talking about where to get started with video. I'll put that in my list of topics I want to cover for future podcasts. All right. With that, I want to say thank you for joining us. If you like this video, give us a thumbs up. I really appreciate that. And if you're not already subscribed to the podcast, please go ahead and do that. We really do appreciate you subscribing at iTunes or Google Play, or we're listed pretty much wherever great podcasts are found. You can get both an audio and a video version of this podcast. And I look forward to seeing you again next week when we'll do this. We'll have another great topic for you. Thanks so much, and share this with your friends if you will. Thanks so much, everyone. We'll talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.